This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Senate Finance Committee members got an update on the budget proposal Monday, although House leaders say they're still about 3 weeks from sending HB1 to the upper chamber. Shreveport Senator Greg Tarver asked about rumors the House is trying to make big changes.
They're talking about cutting other things to fully fund TOPS.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden replied,
I can't tell you that there's $185 million in responsible cuts that are to be made in order to fund TOPS.
Meanwhile, in House Appropriations, Jerome Richard's bill to cut contracts was being amended by Representative Blake Miguez.
An amendment for $184 million requiring the Commissioner of Administration to cut some type of contracts wherever he sees fit so we can figure out a way to fund TOPS fully.
Jonathan Walker with the Office of State Procurement did the math to show there's not really much room to do that.
It's about 3,000 contracts with a cumulative value of $12.5 billion. $11.5 billion of that is either Bayou Health or OGB contracts. So that's a billion left of the 12.5. Approximately 40% of all contracts are discretionary, and you'd be looking at a 50% cut on these contracts.
Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry bristled at being told the biggest contracts are off limits.
Representative Richard's bill doesn't terminate contracts. It reduces them by 10%. It doesn't eliminate them. Is there some law in the books now that prevents us from cutting Bayou Health contracts?
Despite being reminded that Bayou Health is the managed care program for Medicaid and LaChip, and that every state dollar pulls in three or four more federal dollars, the bill, with the Miguez Amendment, was approved. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.